तपाईं एसपीएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
नमस्ते, तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्छ एसपीएस नेपाली पोडकास्ट। र यो भिक्टोरियाको एउटा सानो सहरले विद्युतीयकरण वा इलेक्ट्रिफिकेसन अप्नाएर आफूलाई अझ दिगो र सक्षम बनाएको छ भन्ने विषयमा तयार पारिएको दुई भाग श्रृङ्खलाको दोस्रो तथा अन्तिम अङ्क हो। उक्त परियोजना कसरी विकास हुँदै आएको छ र नवीकरणीय ऊर्जाको विस्तारबाट अन्य रिजनल समुदायहरूले कसरी फाइदा लिन सक्छन् भन्ने विषयमा यो दोस्रो भागमा चर्चा गरिएको छ, जसलाई नेपाली भाषामा तयार गर्नुभएको छ सहकर्मी सुनिता पोखरेलले।
यस दुई भागको श्रृङ्खलाको पहिलो भागमा हामीले उत्तरी भिक्टोरियाको सानो सहर याकाडान्डाले आफ्नो ऊर्जा प्रणालीमाथि कसरी नियन्त्रण स्थापित गरेको छ भन्ने विषयमा चर्चा गरेका थियौं। याकाडान्डाको नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा परियोजनाबाट लाभान्वित हुने सामुदायिक भवनहरू मध्ये एउटा हो स्थानीय वृद्ध वृद्ध आवास वा रिटायरमेन्ट भिलेज। हालै जडान गरिएको ब्याट्री प्रणाली देखाउन हामीलाई त्यहाँ लैजाँदैछन् ब्लेक एडवर्ड्स।
Really, I'm more technical motivated, and at the moment that's the application of like all this cool tech that I need to be careful not to just be, you don't want to just be advocating for tech for the sake of cool tech. To me it's like, wow, this is this huge opportunity where a lot of this tech, when applied right, ends up converting to quality of life, saving on your bills, thriving rural communities.
करिब 2000 जनसंख्या भएको यस समुदायमा इन्धनमा मात्रै वार्षिक 1,20,00,000 सम्म खर्च हुने गरेको ब्लेक बताउँछन्।
Geez, if a community that small could even just retain a couple of million from that pool and just keep it recirculating locally, that's massive. Yeah. Like imagine what we could do with that.
स्थानीय रिटायरमेन्ट भिलेजमा केही बासिन्दाहरूले त बिजुलीको बिल घटाउनका लागि कहिलेकाहीँ बिजुली नै प्रयोग नगरी चिसोमै बस्ने ब्लेक बताउँछन्। उनीहरूको अवस्थालाई अझ राम्रोसँग बुझ्नका लागि ट्राईका स्वयंसेवकहरूले प्रत्येक बासिन्दासँग छुट्टा छुट्टै बसेर छलफल गरे र उनीहरूको आवश्यकता अनुसार अझ प्रभावकारी ऊर्जा प्रणाली कसरी तयार गर्न सकिन्छ भन्ने बुझ्ने प्रयास गरे।
Speaking with the majority of them, and that might have been sitting down for half an hour. In some cases it was a few hours, like a few cups of tea, to talk about any comfort issues that they have. So not just going in hell-bent on thinking we need to save them on their bills or we know what they need, but just asking, are they comfortable, are they warm, do they have any sort of energy related equipment or maintenance issues. And that process of just going through one by one was absolutely just fantastic.
जलवायु परिवर्तन वा क्लाइमेट चेन्ज विरुद्धको पहलमा उनीहरूको रुचि भए पनि सरकार र ठूला कम्पनीहरूले अर्थपूर्ण परिवर्तन ल्याउने महत्वाकांक्षा पर्याप्त नदेखाउँदा आफूले पनि प्रभाव पार्न सक्छु र भन्ने कुरामा धेरै मानिसहरूमा निराशा बढ्दै गएको छ। तर धेरैका लागि यो परिवर्तन जलवायु संरक्षणको महत्वाकांक्षासँग मात्र सम्बन्धित छैन, यो त बाँच्नका लागि आवश्यक कदम बनेको छ।
I guess communities like us, we're just doing this because we have to, because if we don't kind of get control of some of these assets and go in and help these households and give the advice as needed now, it's not really an option to wait a few years, because all of a sudden you'll look back and there'll be all these externally owned assets everywhere. Like it's a bit of a land grab with these kind of, you know, community batteries and these public assets. There's a land grab going on at the moment, and you know, if we don't do it, or if we don't butt in and try and have a say, it's going to be too late for a lot of sites and a lot of suburbs and whatnot.
नवीकरणीय ऊर्जालाई लिएर रिजनल समुदायहरूले जति विरोध गर्छन् होला भनेर मान्छेले सोचेका छन् त्यो त्यति व्यापक नभएको हालैका जनमत सर्वेक्षणहरूले देखाएका छन्। याकाडान्डा संघीय निर्वाचन क्षेत्र इन्डीमा पर्छ, जसको प्रतिनिधित्व हाल स्वतन्त्र सांसद हेलेन हेन्सले गरिरहेकी छिन्। डाक्टर हेन्स भन्छिन्, स्थानीय समुदायसँग पर्याप्त छलफल र सहभागिता बिना रिजनल क्षेत्रका बासिन्दाहरूले ठूला नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा परियोजनालाई आँखा चिम्लेर स्वागत गर्ने अपेक्षा गर्न सकिँदैन।
Their demands for meaningful engagement should not be contorted into blanket opposition, because there is support. Recent polling shows strong support for the transition to renewable energy across regional Victoria, Queensland and New South Wales.
नवीकरणीय ऊर्जालाई लिएर रिजनल समुदायहरूले जति विरोध गर्छन् होला भनेर मान्छेले सोचेका छन् त्यो त्यति व्यापक नभएको हालैका जनमत सर्वेक्षणहरूले देखाएका छन्। याकाडाण्डा संघीय निर्वाचन क्षेत्र इन्दीमा पर्छ, जसको प्रतिनिधित्व हाल स्वतन्त्र सांसद हेलेन हेन्सले गरिरहेकी छिन्। डाक्टर हेन्स भन्छन्, स्थानीय समुदायसँग पर्याप्त छलफल र सहभागिता बिना रिजनल क्षेत्रका बासिन्दाहरूले ठूला नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा परियोजनालाई आँखा चिम्लेर स्वागत गर्ने अपेक्षा गर्न सकिँदैन। यसले वास्तविक समर्थन र मानिसहरूले गरेको अनुमानित धारणा बीच ठूलो अन्तर रहेको देखाउँछ।
My advice to any of those communities is that it's a huge opportunity. Like there's always some, in many cases some enormous upsides to be found, and most of that's financial. These companies are absolutely pouring funding into these communities. So I would just encourage these communities to first ask what's in it for us and really fight for themselves and really get to the bottom of, you know, okay, XYZ company, what are you going to do for us? If we, you know, we're not going to love having wind turbines on the horizon, you know, clearly you are going to have to make it worth our while. And in many cases, it seems there's an enormous amount of funding available. So that could completely transform some communities.
पेट्रोल स्टेशनबाट प्राप्त सहयोग र भिक्टोरिया सरकारको अनुदानसँगै टोटली रिन्युएबल याकाडाण्डा वा ट्राईले रिवायरिङ अस्ट्रेलिया नामक संस्थाबाट पनि आर्थिक सहयोग प्राप्त गरेको छ। अमेरिकामा दुई दशक बिताएका रिवायरिङ अस्ट्रेलियाका संस्थापक सोल ग्रिफिथले अमेरिकाको सबैभन्दा ठूलो जलवायु नीतिको मस्यौदा तयार पार्न सहयोग गरेका थिए। त्यसपछि उनी अस्ट्रेलिया फर्किए, जहाँ उनले आफ्नै क्षेत्र वोलङ्गङ वरपर यस्तै विद्युतीयकरण परियोजना वा इलेक्ट्रिफिकेसन प्रोजेक्टको नेतृत्व गरिरहेका छन्।
What we've learned so far actually is that this is kind of a big cultural and social project. So people don't trust the internet a lot, they don't trust the government a lot, but they do trust their neighbours. And so the fact that neighbours are showing neighbours how to save money and save the planet at the same time is sort of the secret sauce. And, you know, we're also learning what the little difficulties are about certain types of houses that are a little more expensive to retrofit, et cetera, et cetera, how to streamline the local tradies so that they know how to do the work and they know how to do it well. What we're learning is less technical than we might have expected, although it's leading to a few technical projects, and it's more social, cultural, and sort of about how people take action and how people make change.
नर्दर्न टेरिटरीलाई अस्ट्रेलियामा मात्र होइन विश्वमै सौर्य ऊर्जा परियोजनाहरू निर्माण गर्नका लागि सबैभन्दा उपयुक्त स्थानहरू मध्ये एक मानिन्छ।
So I'm Chantelle Johns. I'm the community coordinator based here in Mullinger for Original Power.
Northern Territory का regional क्षेत्रमा बसोबास गर्ने धेरै आदिवासी समुदायहरू जस्तै मालिन्चामा पनि बिजुली परम्परागत ऊर्जा ग्रिड मार्फत आपूर्ति गरिँदैन।
So the community here, like all other communities, got put on mandated prepaid meters. Now we have the smart meter. So essentially you're buying prepaid power, similar to like a phone credit type of situation. You go to the local shop, you purchase your power and you come back on and it's on your meter. Now with that comes a lot of disconnections because we're on the end of a feeder line from Elliot. So it's not that reliable.
मौसम अनुसार मार्लिन्जाका केही परिवारहरूले बिजुलीको बिलका लागि हप्तामा $200 तिर्नु परेको थियो।
We would experience major disconnections all the time, just from the line, but also from people running out of money to put on their meters. And when the community in itself, the whole community would black out, it also caused the water as well. So it wasn't just a power thing, it was a power and water issue. And because of that, we had plenty of times where we would disconnect power for days, which also meant water would be off, all sorts of things. And by being on the end of it's 25-kilometer line, anything could disrupt that line, from birds or bats or, you know, whatever.
तर सन् 2019 समुदायले आफै पहल गर्ने निर्णय गर्यो र समाधान खोज्न सहयोग गर्न आदिवासी केन्द्रित संस्था ओरिजिनल पावरलाई पनि बोलायो। यसका लागि ऊर्जा प्रदायक कम्पनीहरू, आवास विभाग र नर्दर्न ल्यान्ड काउन्सिलसँग वर्षौंसम्म छलफल र समन्वय गर्नु पर्यो।
We don't want to ruin country. We want something that's going to be here for ages, that's going to benefit everybody. And so what that looks like. So we started all of that with Original Power's help and guidance through everything. And yeah, what was should have been 6 months to 12 months sort of thing was about 5 years by breaking down, yeah, all those barriers.
त्यसपछि सन् 2024 मा मालिन्जा अस्ट्रेलियाको पहिलो फर्स्ट नेसन स्वामित्वको सोलर माइक्रोग्रिड भएको स्थान बन्यो. अहिले त्यहाँका बासिन्दाहरूले ऊर्जामा 70% बचत गरिरहेका छन्. Rochantel भन्छन् कि यो काम अझै पूरा भएको छैन.
From the project, we're now going into energy efficiency. So we've just completed 65 split system aircon installs throughout all the homes here in Mullinger, with more to come. So it's not just initially saving money on power, but it's also opened up this world of, you know, being able to upskill for jobs and all this sort of stuff. And because it's a community-owned project, we need a community-run like entity to take on that ownership.
यस्तै परियोजनाहरू अहिले अन्य दुर्गम समुदायहरूमा पनि सुरु भइरहेका छन्. Chantel यस्ता परियोजनाको सफलताका लागि समुदायलाई केन्द्रमा राख्नु अत्यन्तै महत्त्वपूर्ण भएको बताउँछिन्.
If it's not community led, I say to other companies, good luck, you know, trying to get this stuff done, because you don't know who you need to talk to, where you got to go, you know, all that sort of stuff. But when it's come from community, it's from the people that own that area already, you know, so you already got the interest, you've got the right people, and it really just is smooth sailing.
मालिन्जा र याक्काडाण्डा जस्ता स्थानहरू विशेष छन्, तर यी एक्ला उदाहरण होइनन्. देशभरि र विश्वभरि नै नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा अपनाउने समुदायहरू बढ्दै गइरहेका छन्. म्याट भन्छन्, अनुकूलनका लागि सृजनात्मक सोच आवश्यक हुन्छ र कुनै समुदायलाई समृद्ध हुन के कस्ता कुराहरू आवश्यक छन् भन्ने बुझ्नु पनि उत्तिकै महत्त्वपूर्ण हुन्छ.
We under no illusion that that's going to be the same in every other town. And there are a sequence of totally renewable towns across Australia. We've not set out to kind of brand that or claim ownership of that at all. There are well over 100 towns across Australia focused on the questions of renewable energy as a community, and each community will have different resolutions to what they need to do.
रसलको विचारमा एक घरको छानादेखि अर्को घर, त्यस्तै एक समुदायदेखि अर्को समुदायसम्म गरिने प्रत्येक परिवर्तन एउटा महत्त्वपूर्ण कदम हो.
And just by getting little people like myself to do this sort of thing and sort of try and spread it a bit, and maybe a friend of mine or sell one to someone, and someone else goes for a drive in and they think, oh, these aren't so bad. You know, it might sort of help spread the word. This will not fix the world, but it is a stepping stone. And that's why I do it.
अस्ट्रेलियाका केही रिजनल क्षेत्रले नवीकरणीय ऊर्जाको क्षेत्रमा चालेका पाइलाबारे दुई भागको यस श्रृङ्खलाको दोस्रो अङ्क सुनिहाल्नुभयो, जुन एसपीएसका लागि सिडनी ल्याङद्वारा तयार पारिएको हो र एसपीएस नेपालीका लागि प्रस्तुति थियो सहकर्मी सुनिता पोखरेलको. पहिलो भाग सुन्नका लागि यही पडकास्टको शो नोट्समा रहेको लिङ्कमा जानुहोस् वा sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्. हाम्रा प्रस्तुतिहरूबारे जिज्ञासा, प्रतिक्रिया वा सुझाव छन् भने nepali.program@sbs.com.au इमेल पठाउनुहोस् वा सोसल मिडिया अन्तर्गतका फेसबुक, इन्स्टाग्राम वा एक्समा सम्पर्क गर्नुहोस्, जहाँ हामी @SBS नेपालीको नाममा उपस्थित छौं.
लाइक, शेयर र कमेन्ट गर्नुहोस्. SBS नेपालीलाई फेसबुकमा साथ दिनुहोस्.